Today, 3 days after the federal government took over IndyMac Bank, 3 days after depositors were told their money is safe and insured, customers are still lining up outside branch offices before dawn.
And Alex, I went to one of those branches early today before the show to find out why.
I'm standing outside an IndyMac Bank branch in Santa Monica, California. There are more than a dozen people lined up here at 7 o'clock in the morning. There's a poster on the window that these customers can see. It says, the number one savings and loan in Los Angeles. No one here believes that anymore, as IndyMac has gone under and is now under federal oversight. The people here are waiting to take their money out and to get some answers. And what's your name?
Joyce Rios.
And you're here to do
withdraw
what?
My money.
Withdraw your money. What kinds of questions are
mine is in a trust, and I want to know how much I'm really insured for, because it's over $100,000, you know, and I haven't been able to get any answers. When I called on Friday, the number they gave us, the guy that answered the phone said that I would get a call on Monday morning at 8 o'clock. When I called back at 8:30, they said, oh, no, we didn't have you down. So the next time that they had an appointment for me was next Wednesday, and I didn't really feel comfortable waiting till next Wednesday.
Do you have any idea how much money you have in your account?
I've lost some money, I'm sure. I don't know. I have no idea. That's what I need to find out. And I'm very uncomfortable with the whole banking system right now and everything else. You know, and probably going to pay off my house this week because I don't want to deal with this anymore. It's become too uncomfortable. I don't understand our government. I don't understand how it got this way. And I'm really not very happy with what it is. It's pretty sad. You don't work all your life. And I'm retired to have it all go away, and you know, just by a blink of an eye. And the people at the top think there's nothing really going on. Don't get me started on that. That's it. I'm done.
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. And can I get your name?
Jerry.
And what do you do for a living?
Unemployed.
So what time did you get here today?
4:30.
4:30? And you brought your own lawn chair? So are you prepared to hear the news that maybe you lost some money?
No. I hope it's not going to happen. I think that's really a travesty if anybody loses any money. And this was supposed to be the safest place for people to park their, you know, money that we have worked so hard for so long. I talked to one of the officers of the bank a few months ago, right after the bad news came for Countrywide, and they said they had $100 billion in reserves. And then all of a sudden, they come and just close the door, and that's just not right. Somebody was not doing their job. That's just my feeling.
Well, thank you, and good luck. What's your name?
Sure.
So you're here today to find out what happened to your $100,000.
More than $100,000.
More than $100,000. And
to
hope
that it's a lifetime saving. You know, I'm an older person. This is the money that I was planning to live on.
So you know that the FDIC doesn't guarantee deposits above $100,000.
That's what I've heard. I hope that they will reconsider, because people trust, and I think when you're not told and you trust with everything that you have, other people will feel very agitated, and all the banks have to protect them. Banks have to protect each other, because I'm sure people who will hear my story, they will be very agitated about whatever bank that they deal with.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And best of luck to you.
You're welcome. Thank you.